Yes, it is that time once again on a Sunday afternoon on Forest FM. It is time for the Eurovision Showcase with your host Kieran Aritasiewicz. I'm here to celebrate the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
Hello, this is Marie Myriam from France.
Hi, this is Catherine Duska from Greece.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Marino and the song Bandido, which represented Spain at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest, one of my favourite contests, I must admit. What an amazing tune and an amazing performance they had on the night. You must check it out. Bless them, they had a horrible start to the performance as the conductor and the orchestra completely missed the backing track, and it was just one of the biggest screw-ups, to be fair, in Eurovision history, which was a real sad shame for the poor girls. But Azúcar Moreno, which is in Spanish as brown sugar, just an incredible group, and wow, it's such a strong song. The duo has sold more than 3 million albums and singles since 1984 domestically, and certainly became famous around Europe, the United States, and Latin America in the 1990s. Yes, certainly with approximately 12 million albums sold worldwide. Yes, pretty incredible stuff. And so many great songs at the 1990 contest in particular. So we're going to showcase another one from the 1990 contest in just a few moments. But first, I would like to say welcome to the Eurovision Showcase today on Sunday, the 22nd of November, 2020. We're in lockdown 2.0. Yes, and hopefully things are looking on the bright side for most things in the world of COVID in particular. And yeah, so I'm feeling quite positive. I hope you are too. I'm here to spread the positive news about the Eurovision Song Contest. Basically, looking forward to the 18th, the 20th, and the 22nd of May 2021, when we'll be in Rotterdam for the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. And if you want to get in contact with us, please do. Our Twitter page is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, coming up soon as well, we have Rob's Random Request live and kicking. And also, we have The Best of the Rest and requests from John in London, Javier Lial in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, and James Brett down in Worthing in West Sussex. Wonderful, wonderful. Lovely to hear from all four of you. And we heard from Richard last week as well. So down in Verwood, in Ferndown. So obviously, lovely to hear from you, Richard, as well throughout the week. So we're going to move on and play our next song from the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest. And we're going to the song that came joint second with the Irish entry, Liam Riley, Somewhere in Europe. It is the French entry. Here is Joël Ursel with White and Black Blues. The Diana Ross of France has arrived.
Africa, mon amour. one evening when a strange feeling came over me. A vision of loveliness came in view. It was love, it was plain to see. Ring, ding, a ding, a ring, ding, ding, all the bells were ringing. Ring, ding, a ding, a ring, ding, ding, all the world was singing. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, 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 she's got me in a whirl. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, 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 she's my ring a ding girl. Very shortly, we were dating steady. I asked her if her love was true. She gave me the answer with her lips. Every time that we kissed, I knew. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, ding, ding. All the bells were ringing. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, ding, ding. All the world was singing. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding. Ding ding, she's got me in a whirl. Ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding, she's my ring a ding girl.
Ring a ding a ding, ding ding, ring a ding a ding, ding ding.
I have waited patiently, my darling. When can we fix the date and the time? She answered so softly and tenderly. I can't wait till the day you're mine.
Ring ding a ding a ding.
Were ringing,
ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding,
all the world was singing, ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding, she's got me in a whirl,
ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding,
she's my ring a ding girl,
ring a ding a ding, ding ding, ring a ding a ding, ding ding.
We were married and the bells were ringing. It's a day that I'll never forget. I had that strange feeling once again, just the same as the day we met.
Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, ding, ding,
all the bells were ringing.
Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, ding, ding,
all the world was singing.
Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, ding, ding,
she's got me in a whirl.
Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, 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 she's my ring, a ding.
Ronnie Carroll, representing the United Kingdom at the 1962 Eurovision Song Contest with that very song, Ring-a-Ding Girl, which ended up coming joint fourth with 10 points, along with the Yugoslavian entry that year from Lola Novakovic with Nepali Velecia Usamark. I think that's how you pronounce it. My Croatian's terrible. Don't turn the lights off at twilight, basically. That's a lovely song too, Yugoslavia 1962. You must listen to it. Let's listen to it. Yes, the 1962 Eurovision Song Contest, the Grand Prix Revision de la Chanson Européenne, 1962. Was it 1962? Yeah, I think that's right. Probably not. But that was hosted on the 18th of March 1962. So back in March it was, yes. And the venue was the Villa Kolouvigny in Luxembourg City, Luxembourg. Yes, 16 entries were in that year as well. And it was eventually won by France that time. It was the period of the Eurovision Song Contest where every winning song was like a real French ballad, a real chanson, which was obviously incredibly popular back then in right across Europe. And the winning song was from Isabelle Huppré with Un Premier Amour. Probably one of the least known Eurovision winners that there ever has been, I must admit. But when you've got countries like Monaco, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Belgium participating in the contest, and they're very much a French language heavy in the early days of that contest, you could imagine that really there isn't going to be much opposition to that. So to that style of music, so you can see why France would have won 1962's contest. Monaco came second, Luxembourg came third. and so on. Right, but I say that, and then the Belgians came last with Nil Point that year. But their song that year was also sung in French too. So yeah. So not always. Anyways, let's move on to our request and the next request. This is Javier Leal. Javier, lovely to hear from you. And I'm so sorry that I completely missed your request from a few weeks ago, if not about a month ago. I feel so bad. I really, really do. So lots of kind words to you. It's only because the message came through my personal Facebook account and not through the Eurovision Showcase, which I generally get all of them through there. So that's why I completely missed it, and I'm so sorry. But you would like your request to be from Destination Eurovision, Destination Eurovision of 2018, which is the 2018 contest. And this is the song that placed last in the final, but still it's a great song, and I'm with you on that too. And this is an acoustic version, and here is Luca performing the song Mamma Mia. Yes, not the ABBA song, obviously, but here is his version of his song Mamma Mia from Luca from the French national final in 2018, a request from Javier Leal.
Je me décide à rentrer, je voulais pas aller en boîte. Soudain, une silhouette se dessine à la porte. Et avant que je sorte, elle demande où je vais. Elle me dit non parlo francese. Je lui dis que c'est pas un problème. Et si seulement elle savait d'où je viens. Mais je vais pas tout dévoiler, cette fois je fais les choses bien. Comment cette fille-là me met la pression. Comment Comment je comprends pas, c'est pas la saison. Comment comment je vais pouvoir m'en sortir, je veux pas tomber. Oh mamma mia, j'ai plus quoi faire, elle m'attire, non je veux pas tomber. Se tu vuoi io ti spiego la ragione. Ho paura di legarmi per amore. Ma sai dopo io conosco la canzone. Te ne vai e dopo ciao bye bye. Non voglio mettere le mani sul fuoco. Se tu mi dici quello è solo un gioco. Ma sai dopo la canzone la conosco. Te ne vai e dopo ciao bye bye. Comment cette fille-là me met la pression. Comment je comprends pas, c'est pas la saison. Comment je vais pouvoir m'en sortir, je veux pas tomber. Oh mamma mia, j'ai plus quoi faire, elle m'attire, non je veux pas tomber. Je sais pas comment faire, je sais pas comment. Je sais bien que tout est possible si cette fille-là m'a pris pour cible, mais je ne veux pas, non, je ne peux pas, non, je ne sais pas comment. Je sais bien que tout est possible si cette fille-là m'a pris pour cible, mais je ne veux pas, non, je ne peux pas, non, je ne sais pas comment. Je sais bien que tout est possible si cette fille-là m'a pris pour cible, mais je ne veux pas, non, je ne peux pas, non, je ne sais pas comment. Je sais bien que tout est possible si cette fille-là m'a pris pour cible, mais je ne veux pas, non, je ne peux pas, non, je ne sais pas comment. Et comment je vais pouvoir m'en sortir, je veux pas tomber. Oh mamma mia, j'ai plus quoi faire, elle m'attire, non je veux pas tomber. Oh mamma mia. vais pouvoir m'en sortir. Je veux pas tomber, tomber. J'ai plus quoi faire, elle m'attire. Non, je veux pas tomber, tomber, tomber.
Amazing. Luca with Mamma Mia, request for Javier Leal. It's now time for another request. Here is Jonathan Broke Warren's request, and he is from Mitcham in London. Here is a song from the Danish National Final Dance Melody Grand Prix in 1986. Here is Hot Eyes with 68 Som Dieter. Hot Eyes, Kirsten Soren with Sig Diet Som Diet Ear, which means from Danish into English, say it like it is, from the Danish National Final Dance Melody Grand Prix 1986. It is now time for another song. We're going over to Luxembourg in 1987. Here is Patrick Bernard with Amour Amour, the English version. And this only got 4 points, second last. Yes, 21st place. Oh, but in just a moment, we're going to have Rob's Random Request. Stay tuned here on Forest FM.
Troubles away, devil may care, fail in the fair, fair. Come on, I know the right way. We'll catch my what don't have to pay. Times Square is there, let's go somewhere. Well, amour, amour, give me a ring, you're smashing things. Make me sick. Don't play that game.
You look so vain, vain. You're still a kid, just 16. Stop talking French, see what I mean. I like Shakespeare more than Molière. Yeah. Smashing thing. Amour, amour, you are the champ. I be a stamp. Amour, amour, where is your kick? Sometimes I think you're just a trick. You can be cute, you can be bad, driving me mad. Watch out, don't let me down. Feeling like a new fuzzy clown. I leave the club, give me dollar.
And you're back with the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Roberto is here. Hello, Rob.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, mate. How you doing?
G'day.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Did I snag in the Barbie? Oh, God, that's terrible. Sorry. Sorry, anyone who's Australian who I've offended, I've been watching Neighbours, that's what it is.
Oh, yes. Barry, if you're listening in Sydney, I think you're in Sydney. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a massive Neighbours fan. Watched it since 1986 when I was five. It was always after CBBC, so I sit and watch Neighbours on BBC One with my mum.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of stayed. So I've always watched it, and I've just been watching on demand Friday's episode of Neighbours. We're about 3 weeks behind at the moment because during the lockdown we stopped showing it for a few weeks. Australia didn't; they kept filming.
No.
So we need to catch up because we were literally the same as them. So anyway, that's irrelevant. I just wanted to let you know that I love Neighbours.
That's a strange decision by Channel 5.
It was a bit of a strange decision. It was because they were worried that they would run out of episodes.
Oh, yeah, well, like EastEnders did.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. Anyway. Rob is my husband, just to let you know, everyone.
Hello.
Guests are ready. Yeah, hello, dear. Has your week been good?
Week's been fairly standard.
Same again during lockdown. There's not much difference, is there?
No, I did get out on Friday, though, didn't I?
Yes,
you did. I'm an educator for social workers as part of my job, or as a second job, and I went to meet my new student who I couldn't meet with virtually like I had been because she's deaf, so she has to lip read me. So that was nice to meet her.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
It was really good, and it got me out of the house as well, which I thank her so much for.
Yeah, and give me a bit of a break as well. Naughty. Right, let's do something completely random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So everyone, I have a hat full of years from 1956 to the present day, and a hat full of countries from A to Y, and I mix and match, and hopefully we get a country and a song that match up. It doesn't always work. Some days we've been here for about a year trying to get the right one, but we and as you might remember, when Kieran did his special random request show a few weeks ago, literally every single year I pulled up, the hat was older than 1976.
Most.
So a lot of them were in the 50s, which it was a struggle.
1988 was the earliest we had, which was bizarre, but it was interesting.
We did struggle to get songs. I mean, I really tested Kieran's knowledge of Eurovision when we were going, so let's think about what this country was in 1957.
We're like, oh yeah, Soviet Union. Mostly. Or Yugoslavia.
Yeah, definitely. Right, so I do have a hand in the bag and a year in my fingertips, which is 2013. Didn't we play them last week?
Pass.
Well, I mean, it certainly was a recent one.
Yeah.
So that was the contest in Malmö, Sweden, which was won by Denmark, who were singing No Teardrops.
Only tears.
Only teardrops.
No tears.
No teardrops. And Kieran was there in Malmo.
I was.
You were there in Malmo.
I loved it, actually.
You went with your friend Hannah.
With Hannah, yeah. Who used to be Hannah Self.
What was it?
No, she's now Hannah Man.
She's Hannah Man. She's not had a sex change, just so you know.
No, she married a Chinese man. And whose surname is Man.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke, and they've got a lovely little boy now. Yeah, lovely.
And Lucas.
Yeah, they're lovely. Lucas is adorable.
Yeah.
A lovely dog as well.
Oh, yes. I was about to say Patrick, but it's similar.
That's someone else's dog.
That's Kev and Russ on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress again. So let me see if I can get a country that matches the year. Oh, usually the more modern ones, we have a bit more of a chance, don't we?
I think we've got 39 countries to pick from. Now, I think the last time we picked 2013, you picked Lithuania, which was really boring.
Those are the rules.
I know.
If I pick Lithuania again, we've got to play it.
No, we don't. We've redrawn. No, okay.
Lithuania? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Slovakia?
No, they withdrew that year.
Oh.
Well, the previous year, in 2012.
That's rude, Slovakia.
And then they haven't come back since.
We often talk about Slovakia as being such a nice place to visit.
It is
a nice place. Go. Mm. Right, okay, I've got country number two in my fingertips. North Macedonia. So, they were Fyrom then, weren't they?
Yes, they were Fyrom.
I always remember being a kid and looking at the Radio Times when Eurovision was on, and they always had the songs listed then, didn't they, back in the day?
They did.
And it had Fyrom, and I remember going, where the bloody hell's Fyrom?
But that was the BBC's thingy-wingy. The Radio Times. Was the Radio Times produced by the BBC?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was, wasn't it?
My parents still buy the Radio Times. I mean, who buys Radio Times anymore?
And that was all on the TV.
I don't even watch live TV anymore to warrant buying the Radio Times.
So, North Macedonia, or previously the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, and they had a song which was sung in Macedonian and Romanian. Yes, it was. Oh, no, Romani, sorry, excuse me. And it was sung by Esma and Lozano, and the song was Pred de se Ledani. Okay.
What does that mean then?
That means in English,
before the sunrise. See, I got it before you, because I knew it.
No, if you could change the world, it is before the sunrise. There is an English version, so if you want. Now, in the semi-final, it came 16th with 28 points. So that was the second semi-final. So it didn't do particularly well at all. It came second last.
Oh dear.
Where Latvia came last and Albania came 15th, just above North Macedonia. And as we have a quick look at the scoreboard of semi two, Macedonia, or shall I say North Macedonia, just in case any Greeks.
Macedonie de Nord.
Macedoine de Nord.
Macedoine de Nord.
Excuse me. They got 12 points from Albania.
Or their neighbours.
So, yeah, that's fair enough. Got 5 points from Malta and Bulgaria, 2 points from San Marino, and 4 points from Switzerland. So, yeah, it wasn't all bad, I guess. But they didn't do very well either in the televote or the jury. So, say no more. So, Roberto, what are we going to do? What is your random request this week?
North Macedonia 2013.
Yeah. Is that your North Macedonia?
I don't know what that was. No, it was more like the... I was trying to do the accent of the vampire from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
It goes, one.
Don't you mean the Count?
Yeah, that's it. He's a vampire, isn't he?
One nipple. Two nipple.
This is a family show, dear.
That's from Family Guy.
I know.
Three nipple. Oh, I'm out of here. Anyway. Right, here it is.
Enough about nipples, let's carry on.
North Macedonia, 2013. Esma and Lozano with Pred de si Ledani.
Neko porano Dobrite vremenja I nema Bo dobro I lošo I je žive v me Pred da se razdeni Da sme zajedno ja si ti Preda se razdeni
ako se vratiš ti.
To keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Today's first story is Vicky Gabor, who won Junior Eurovision 2020 for Poland, will be performing at the opening ceremony of Junior Eurovision. Victoria, who is going to represent Bulgaria at Eurovision 2021, has released a brand new single and it's called Ugly Cry. And this is in the running, as she says, to be the Bulgarian entry for Eurovision 2021. Axel Karantanta, I hope that's how I pronounce his surname correctly, the winner of UMK 2020, has confirmed that he has not submitted entry to UMK 2021 and therefore will not represent Finland next year in Rotterdam, which is a bit of a sad shame, seeing as he won the national final this year and never got to go to Eurovision. It has been confirmed by the Norwegian broadcaster NRK that 26 acts will compete at Melody Grand Prix 2021 with a second chance round introduced this year, a little bit like Melody Festivalen. The Eurovision Song Contest reference group has decided that the Netherlands will keep its running position at slot number 23 in the grand final of next year's Eurovision Song Contest. So Ginu McCoy for the Netherlands will be singing in 23rd next year. The European Broadcasting Union has announced that all participants of Eurovision Song Contest 2021 will record a live on tape performance of their entries in case they are not able to travel to Rotterdam, the Netherlands, or have to quarantine on site. All 41 participating broadcasters have been asked to record this just in case.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Vanagy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hi there, this is Leslie Roy, and you are listening to Story of My Life.
Story of my life, it's mine. I made it on my own.
Basile. This is my song, You, Just For You. Enjoy.
I just wanna dance with you. Tonight I wanna. I just wanna dance with you. You know you wanna.
Hi, this is Emer Quinn from Ireland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, The Voice.
Listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tuttiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Time for our next request, and we're going to James Brett in Worthing in West Sussex. Here is your request for Melody Festival in 2001, coming third. Here is Sanna Nilsson and Ian Gar in the Yesterday, Today, coming third in Melody Festival in 2001. Thank you, James.
Ni är som en känsla, en nyans i själens spegel någonstans. Se jag ett ljus och som ögonblå låter mig ändå förstå att den är menad för mig. Värmen som bor inom dig. Igår i drömmar, idag varm och röd. Kärlekens gnistrande glöd.
La orilla del mar,
como busca un marino su puerto y su hogar. Yo he buscado en mi alma queriéndote hallar, y tan solo encontré mi soledad. Y a pesar que estás lejos, tan lejos de mí, a pesar de otros besos, quizás buen dolín, recuerdes el tiempo de aquel nuestro amor, aún te acuerdes de mí. De mí le he pedido al silencio que me hable de ti. He vagado en la noche queriéndote oír, y al murmullo del viento le he oído decir tu nombre, Wendolin.
Viva España! That is Julio Iglesias representing Spain in 1970 with that very song, Gwendoline. Oh, what an amazing song and an amazing performance. That man, he is something special, isn't he? Always has been and always forever will be. He literally was just oozing with charisma and sex appeal, I guess. I'm not speaking from experience, put it that way. Right, so Julio Iglesias came joint fourth with three other countries, the French entry from Guy Bonnet and the Swiss entry from Henry Deres. So almost in a way, Spain came sort of mid-tabling, really, only getting 8 points. Obviously, if you remember, Dana won with All Kinds of Everything in 1970, and Mary Hopkin came second for the United Kingdom with Knock Knock, Who's There? Every time I see that title, I have to sing it. I'm so sorry. Right, it's now time for the best of the rest. Yes, I love that. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we showcase a song from a national final and give it prevalence on British radio and worldwide radio on the interwebs. Yes, of course. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to go to the Great British Song Contest. Yes, the UK national final of 1999. This song came third. And yes, it is the 90s Eurovision classic, which is Sister Sway with Until You Saved My Life.
Keep me in the kiss of life. Let me see.
the epic Sister Sway with Until You Saved My Life. Now, I know, I love Precious Sail Again. And that was a great song for the United Kingdom to send to Eurovision. I know it didn't do particularly well, it came 12th. But domestically, in the UK charts, it did incredibly well for a Eurovision entry. Even certainly back then in 1999. But Sister Sway, Until You Saved My Life, from the UK National Final, the Great British Song Contest, the very last one it was, of 1999. Yes, awesome stuff. And it's now time to move on to our final request and our final song of the week. Here is Robert Wallström from Göteborg, Sverige, yes, Gothenburg, Sweden. Your request, Robert, lovely to hear from you. God kväll to you. And tack så mycket for your request. And this song is from the Estonian National Final in 2014. Here is the stunning and amazing Sandra Nasamlu with Koitud Polevad, which means, from Estonian into English, when the winds change. Here is Sandra from Estonia. Thank you, Robert.
Hey, buddy, bike and admit, line at the cold of it, costura et pörduvad. Hey, seda teab ainult aeg, kannab kõikide valge laev.
Estonia trying to recreate the Lion King in music form, I guess. So yes, that is the beautiful Sandra Nasamlu with Koitud Polevad. Yes, when the winds change. Thank you very much, Robert, for your request. And that is it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for tuning in to Forest FM and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. If you want a request or a dedication or a suggestion or anything like that, then head over to Facebook and our page, The Eurovision Showcase. Tweet us at ESC Showcase or email us escshowcase@gmail.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis la dobizenia. Gott Nacht und adios. See you soon. Toodaloo!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
I'm making your mind up.